Good morning. I'm Elliot Nagin. I'm the media director at the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thanks for joining our call this morning. The Union of Concerned Scientists is an independent science-based advocacy group that has been a nuclear industry watchdog for 40 years. We are not for or against nuclear power. Our goal is to ensure that the industry operates in the safest manner possible. We plan to host these telepressers daily at 11 a.m. If you have a follow-up question, please email us at media@ucsusa.org, and we will respond as quickly as possible. Please do not contact our experts directly. We have been overwhelmed with requests for interviews, and unfortunately, we don't have the capacity to honor all of them. We will post a transcript and an audio file of this press briefing on our website later today. Before I introduce our speaker this morning, I want to let you know that tomorrow at 11 a.m., we will release a new report by Dave Lochbaum on the U.S. nuclear industry's safety record in 2010. We had made plans long ago to release this report this week, and the timing is more critical than ever. This morning, we will hear from Dr. Edwin Lyman, who is a physicist in the UCS Global Security Program. Dr. Lyman is an expert on nuclear plant design and the environmental and health effects of radiation. Also on the line this morning is Ellen Vanko, our Nuclear Energy and Climate Change Project Manager. Ellen will answer any questions you might have about the impact this disaster will have on the nuclear power industry in the United States. Now I give you Dr. Edwin Lyman.
Good morning. This is going to be very brief. The last status I've heard of the situation is that Japanese authorities have reported extensive fuel damage is likely to have occurred at units 1 and 2. Units 3 and 4 are experiencing fires in the spent fuel pools. fires in the spent fuel pools, which are the likely contributor to the intermittently high radiation doses on site, which caused the withdrawal of all but a skeleton crew, and earlier today, the entire worker population of the site for a temporary period of time. We do understand that some workers are being sent back, but clearly the radiation environment at the plant is deteriorating, and it's completely unclear how long workers are going to be able to stay in that environment without risking grave bodily injury. If all workers have to be permanently evacuated from the site, it's unclear if the extent of the damage that's now occurred can be contained. I'd like to highlight a couple of issues. There are media reports that supplies of potassium iodide are being depleted because of people buying them in the United States. Now, in our judgment, the people most at risk at this point are the Japanese, and I think it is highly unlikely that exposures to radioactive iodine in the United States from direct inhalation of the plume, which is the mode of exposure that would be most usefully blocked by potassium iodide, it's highly unlikely that there would be exposures due to that route. If there were some contamination of radioactive iodine in the United States of agricultural products, that it would be concentrated in milk, but authorities would be aware of the fact that there was contamination, there would be testing and possibly interdiction. That is a countermeasure that could be taken place after the fact, and potassium iodide would not be useful in that situation. So I think from a risk perspective, potassium iodide should be prioritized for the people of Japan. I simply don't know if there are adequate supplies in Japan, in the event that there's a larger radiological release that could potentially impact the wider area. Another issue I wanted to briefly raise was the issue of new nuclear power plants and whether new designs would mitigate the conditions that we've seen at Fukushima to the extent that we would not have to be concerned about construction of these new designs. I think it's completely unclear whether new reactor designs that are being considered for construction in the United States and elsewhere are actually would actually present significant benefits, especially against external events that are beyond the design basis. So we understand that China, it's been reported, has suspended their construction new nuclear power plants pending a safety review, and we think that that is probably a prudent measure given that these designs have never been built or operated anywhere. There are significant uncertainties associated with their operation. There are still unanswered questions about the design that could be relevant to their ability to withstand these types of events, and I think there should be a significant reexamination of the designs that are now being considered in light of what we know now in Fukushima. And I think that's all I have right now. Thank you.